The 20th of July 2020, my name is Madison and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 713. Let's get to it with today's topic, Kubernetes and DevSecOps. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Let's address the two most common security risks for containerization, the container images themselves and the container registries. Digitally sign your container images and set your orchestration platform, e.g., Azure Kubernetes Service (AKS), to only allow validated images, enable multi-factor authentication on all accounts that will be accessing container registries, AKS clusters, or Azure DevOps pipelines. DevSecOps is a big and sometimes difficult shift for organizations. The model runs completely counter to the cloud-native development model, in which there is a shared responsibility for security and everything else. Rockwell Automation recommends enabling built-in security features found within factory. Point 3. By using open source tools for Kubernetes security other than the inbuilt features, Kubernetes has been privileged with other open source tools that are intended for Kubernetes security. The tool helps to ensure whether a Kubernetes cluster is deployed according to security best practices. 2 months ago, Sumo Logic announced a single platform for Kubernetes security, monitoring and troubleshooting. Neither Sumo Logic nor other sponsors have editorial control over content on theCUBE or SiliconANGLE. If you like the reporting, video interviews and other ad-free content, please take a moment to check out a sample of the video content supported by our sponsors, tweet your support, and keep coming back to SiliconANGLE. Monitoring, troubleshooting and securing Kubernetes with Sumo Logic. Sumo Logic uses Fluentd as a centralized metadata pipeline to ping the API server and gain rich context about the data getting passed into Sumo Logic. By centralizing metadata enrichment, the Sumo Logic solution reduces the load on the Kubernetes API server and ensures consistent metadata tagging across logs, metrics and events without which it would be impossible to correlate data when troubleshooting. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.